What is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into the Car 5 podcast. I am your host, Joshua, for episode number 13. We're getting there. We're actually going to be talking about a car that I absolutely love and I absolutely adore, and that's the Shelby GT500. Let's go ahead and discuss the 2020 version so we can talk about what's new and, well, why it's exciting. So first and foremost, we definitely want to pay our respects to the late Carroll Shelby. He was a true automotive genius. He was a designer, a racing legend, and an absolutely phenomenal entrepreneur. We know he's absolutely enjoying the world as he sees it nowadays, as he sees his brand new GT500 being unveiled onto the world that he loved so much. So getting into it, pretty much everyone has been waiting forever, basically, for the all-new GT500 to premiere. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love the Shelby GT350 when it came out a couple years ago. Though I think it's safe to say that the GT500 is the one that we're all madly in love with, and that's the one that we were waiting for. The last GT500, the 2013-14 version, it was beyond mouthwatering, as I would say. Its 5.8-liter supercharged V8 was absolutely sinister, not to mention the way that it looked. You know, its muscular body and its monstrous growl from the engine really set it apart from the competition of the other muscle cars at the time. So getting on with it, what's new about the 2020 GT500? And there's quite a lot, so we're going to break it down into three parts. We're going to talk about the exterior, we're going to talk about the interior, and we're going to talk about the engine and its performance. Starting off with the exterior, some huge changes. Outside of the obvious newer body style, there is carbon fiber everywhere. To see this much carbon fiber on a car, or a muscle car, I should say, is astronomical. You're going to have a bigger front end along with completely adjustable spoiler, which is brand new. And guess what? They're done in carbon fiber. Your new front splitter is going to be done in carbon fiber. And you're going to have carbon fiber wheels. Who thought the day would come when a Mustang is going to have carbon fiber wheels? Well, this makes me incredibly happy. You're also going to have larger intakes all around the car, which are actually going to be similar to the previous GT350, but the overall size of the intakes on the exterior of the car have actually increased in size. And finally, you're going to have 16.5-inch rotors, and you're going to have 6-piston calipers from Brembo that are not even a question on this car. When I tell you about the performance, yes, you need these giant rotors and piston brakes, and yeah, Brembos are absolutely necessary on a GT500. Getting onto the interior of the car, you're going to have the option of Recaro leather seats or suede seats, depending on what you prefer, and also based on what packages that you're going to get. Another amazing feature about the interior of the Mustang, or Shelby GT500, I should say, you know, they're one and the same. It's getting quite amazing and quite nice. You're going to have a brand new 12-inch digital gauge cluster that's standard. A lot of companies are going to that, and I absolutely love it. I think it's great. Ford's Sync 3 infotainment system is also going to be set up with the 2020 Shelby GT500, allowing you for a 4G LTE hotspot if desired. The question is, though, will we ever see a stick shift in this car? I pray and hope to God that we do, because it's kind of heritage. You know, it's a muscle car, it's a Shelby, it's a GT500. They have definitely gone for some paddle shifters in this car via an automatic transmission, but we'll see. I'm sure, you know, at some point in the near future, it'll be available. Moving on to engine and performance, this is where some of the crazy things set in. It's 0 to 60 is expected to be in the mid threes, but the quarter mile time is under 11 seconds stock from factory. Of course, this is a muscle car, and yes, we want to see it on the drag strip. If this 2020 GT500 is running under 11s from the factory, I can't even imagine how fast it's going to be when people start tuning it and modding it. These numbers are going to be possible because of a 5.2-liter supercharged V8 from Ford, and they have declared that the GT500 will have clear and way over 700 horsepower. What does that mean? Specifically, that means this GT500 is going to be the fastest one ever produced. And what's going to be driving this whole thing outside of the engine is going to be a brand new 7-speed dual clutch transmission. That's very interesting fitting. Like I said, because this is going to be the first time the majority of us are going to see a GT500 that does not have a heaven sent manual transmission, which, you know, that's just the sign of the times. Your cars are getting faster and, you know, nowadays automatics are just faster than manuals. So overall, this car is extremely exciting. I can't wait to see one. I can't wait to drive one. This thing's going to be an absolute beast, an absolute monster. And I can't wait, you know, to see what kind of numbers it really puts up when people start getting them and driving them and getting them on the track. Ladies and gentlemen, that actually concludes episode number 13. We did it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, you got nothing to worry about. But if you're not, go ahead and check out our brand new YouTube channel, which is the Car 5 Podcast. For any questions you have, please, please, please feel free. Don't hesitate to send me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Be sure to tune in March 20th for next week's episode, episode number 14, which is going to be featuring the all new and brand new Toyota Supra. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And please remember to drive safe. Thank you so much and have a fantastic evening.